3 years ago, Bisbee artist Gretchen Bear opened a small art center just steps from the border in the quiet town of Naco, Sonora. And now every Tuesday, the little studio bursts into life with colorful chaos as nearly 100 kids show up to paint, draw, play music, and eat an after-school snack. In the latest story in our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Kendall Bluss takes us south of the border to Studio Mariposa.
It's a typical Tuesday for Bisbee-based artist Gretchen Bear.
We're in Bisbee, and we're heading down to Naco, Mexico, to work with kids across the border at Studio Mariposa today.
Every week, Bear drives her spectacularly ornamented art car across the U.S.-Mexico border to Studio Mariposa.
It is a free kids' art center that is just across the border in Naco, Mexico.
Just a few blocks from the port of entry, we pull up to a narrow building, brightly painted with giant orange and purple butterflies floating above a mountainous desert landscape. Bear hops out of the car to greet a young artist waiting outside.
Hola! Buenos días!
15-year-old David Perez has been part of Studio Mariposa for more than 3 years. He's one of several older boys who've become trusted helpers at the art center. Like a lot of kids, David says he comes to Studio Mariposa each week for a few hours of artistic release. It's a place where he can have fun and feel at home. He says even after he turns 18, he plans to keep coming back every Tuesday. As school lets out, dozens of kids of all ages pour into the small studio. They pick up paintbrushes, grab beads to make bracelets, and tinker around on musical instruments.
I just want them to have fun. This is a time to be free and playful with art.
Studio Mariposa opened in January 2017, but it grew out of another youth-centered art project Bear started in 2010 called Border Bedazzlers. Each week, she and a group of local kids gathered in Naco to paint on the 15-foot-high border fence.
Our motto was, if you can't tear it down, bedazzle it.
They painted a full mile of the fence with huge hearts, flags, and suns. Then, just after the 2016 elections, Bear found out the wall and all of their artwork would be torn down and replaced with a harder-to-paint steel bollard-style fence.
So I knew that project was over, which was kind of a particularly heartbreaking time and not a time that I wanted to abandon the kids.
So she reimagined the project, and Studio Mariposa was born as a dedicated art space for kids in Naco. Bear says this project isn't political, but it is an excuse to get people to cross the border.
And the more people you can bring over here, and they can see how amazing and fun and cool it is, colorful and just happy, it really is. That's the word we want to spread.
In the last 3 years, Studio Mariposa has not only drawn nearly 100 kids a week, but also a dedicated group of volunteers from both sides of the border in Bisbee and Naco and from across Arizona. There's Maria Ospele Gutierrez, who comes by each week with her grandkids and helps pass out snacks. Everyone calls her Nana.
Nana, todos. Tengo muchos nietos.
Emma Kenninger brings her daughters, Tia and Kayla, from Sierra Vista.
From the music, to the people, to the bright colors, it's a really loving, happy, creative community.
And Linda Santianes drives 3 hours from Phoenix.
We just hope it just keeps going and going. We're starting year four and I see this just continuing.
That's what I'm most proud of. You know, that after, you know, in our fourth year, that it's still everybody's favorite thing to do.
Bear says her goal for Studio Mariposa is longevity.
There's new kids all the time that I don't know, you know, but some continue to come and then I will know them and other ones I might not see again. But for anybody that continues to come back, the bonds are there.
And she hopes to be part of their lives Tuesday after Tuesday, year after year, for as long as she can.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Oh, see you, Alan.
Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, reporting from Naco, Sonora.
Another story in our Untold Arizona series comes on the radio tomorrow, and you can find all of them at untold.kjzz.org. And you are listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.